You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, it's The Bigger Picture and it's Mira Sivasodhi, described as a collage of artistic impressions that encompass visual art and movement. Longing is a multimedia concert where you'll meet a classical string quartet, visual projections, electric sounds, an occasional dance, and a guest solo cellist too, among others. The performance is the brainchild of music composer Adeline Wong and visual artist and artistic director Ara Andreassen, and features the combined efforts of Southeast Asian and Norwegian talents. Both Adeline and Ara are here to explain what exactly this multicultural and multidimensional concert has in store. Now, a Malaysian composer and a Norwegian visual artist isn't the most common partnership, you know, one hears of. How did the both of you hook up in the first place, Ara?
Okay, in the first place, a friend of us, Ernulf Lillebjerke, a cellist in Malaysia Philharmonic Orchestra, worked here for 6 years. And he invited me to come to Malaysia. And he also said, Ara, couldn't you please find a new project for us? Because we have been working together earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. Adeline, do you have the same story?
Well, yeah. I mean,
as to how we both
like
met.
How Ara described, I met Ernulf when he was playing my works with the Malaysian Philharmonic Orchestra. And it was in 2009, I think, Ara came to Kuala Lumpur, and we met very informal over coffee or something.
Over coffee,
yeah,
in a
I
bar.
Think so.
Yes.
And then we talked about the project, you know, and Ara said that he wanted to show me some examples of his visuals. And I think that was after that when you came to visit Singapore. So I saw his film, and I could immediately see what his visuals are. It immediately spoke to me, the visuals,
right.
You know, and I know that this is the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, and but what is it about his visual work that, you know, got you all intrigued and want you to actually team up with him?
Well, my music is very much based on classic forms and structures. I need to have that in my music. You know, that is my base and foundation. And from there, I create my own sound world within an architecture or a music structure. And when I looked at Ara's works, I could see the same things. I mean, I could hear immediately, you know, this is something I could definitely work with because I can see his style, and it's pretty similar to how I write my music. So this is something I could see, you know, and it allows me to paint my music.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, yeah, I could immediately relate to Ara's works.
Right.
Yeah.
I haven't really thought of music that way. Deciding how to paint your music. I've never heard anyone use that phrase before. How did you pursue music exactly, Adeline? When did you start?
Oh, wow, that's so long ago. I think I must have been about 5 years old when I first actually started formal music classes, you know, where you have those kids program. Well, my mom played the piano. Yeah, so we have a piano. I mean, not seriously, but, you know, for leisure. And we had a piano at home. And I would, I think, just climb up the stool, you know, the piano stool, and I'll just start, you know, just playing something on the keys. And then my mom thought of that as a...
It was a sign.
Yeah, you know, so... Then I took music classes formally after that, and, you know, I'm...
The rest is history.
Yes.
You were specially commissioned by the MPO back in 2007 to compose two works. What were those pieces?
Oh, they were very special two works. The first is with the Shadow Puppet Theatre, the Wayang Kulit. We had a ensemble come in from Kelantan. I think what I did was I traveled there and worked with some of the music that's influenced for this project. But it was quite an interesting project because the musicians do not read music. So it was all through verbal, oral instruction. So that was a very huge and big different experience for me to work in this way, because mm-hmm. usually when I write my music, it's for musicians who actually read music. Mm-hmm. And then I took that, and then I came back to KL and put them onto paper and, you know, into musical notes that the musicians from MPO could read. And so that was the collaboration. And the second is actually for the inaugural performance of the Malaysian Philharmonic Youth Orchestra. They've asked me to compose a fanfare for the opening of the forming of the new youth orchestra. So that was very special.
Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, Wayang Kulit for the MPO.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Was it Mak Yong or Wayang Kulit?
It was Wayang Kulit. Yes,
right.
Yes.
Ever thought of trying out Mak Yong instead?
I would. I would like to, actually. Mm-hmm. Yes,
right.
Definitely.
That would be great. Ara, tell me about yourself. You're a visual artist.
Yeah. Do you want to know how I'm living? Or
yes. I want to know which part of Norway you come from. You know,
I have a very special life nowadays. I'm living on an island, nearly alone. It's only me and another fisherman living there, and my dog. During winter time, and that's my base camp where I have my studio and house.
Yeah,
just
know.
The two of you and a dog.
Yeah.
On an island.
On an island. Yeah.
Sounds like paradise.
It's a dream. I mean, he has a whole island to work. His studio is in one island.
Wow.
But and it's also beyond the polar circle. So during the winter time, it's a lot of northern light flashing over the sky. And during summertime, it's midnight sun.
Right. Is there enough space for guests? I would love to visit.
Yeah, of course. You're very welcome.
I've heard so much about the northern lights.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. The Japanese means it gives luck to see the
northern lights.
Yes. Hmm. So there's a lot of couples, Japanese couples, coming north to see the northern light.
Yeah.
And it's been especially a lot of northern light this year. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of sun activity.
Right.
Yes.
How did you become a visual artist?
Oh, it's became naturally. I always been drawing, but I never knew I should be an artist, because my father is a sailor, and my mother, she was like most women in that time with her children at home. So I was just drawing. I didn't know about art. I didn't know about nothing, about things like that. And then suddenly, it was no way back. I just had to be an artist when I discovered what art is.
Right. And so you just went with the flow. And how did you get recognized in Norway?
I've been studying art at the Art Academy in Norway and also in England. I had a dream of being, first I wanted to be an architecture. But I was really bad in mathematics and physics.
So it's too much of the good life.
Yeah. So I went into fine art.
Right.
And then I wanted to be a cover artist, you know, to LP covers, albums.
Yeah.
At that time, this was early in the 80s. And then I went to England, to Cardiff, to start studying, being a graphic designer.
Sure.
But then this CD format came, and then that dream was totally ruined.
Right.
And then I started with fine art. So that's how I happened to. Mm-hmm.
What sort of medium do you work on? Is it just?
Oh,
canvas?
I work in a lot of mediums. The last years it's been digital pictures together with this project. Mm-hmm. But I also do old time classic graphic techniques like etchings. I think and the woodcuts and things like that, and also a painter and a sculptor.
Wow!
Yeah, I use all the things I.
Wow! And you were involved in a project, the novel Wayfarers. Could you, by a Norwegian writer, do tell me about that?
I was not involved in that. I was inspired by this novel Wayfarers of Knut Hamsun, who is a Norwegian author. And he one of his characters, called August, was some kind of a dreamer. He had big thoughts about everything and big ideas, too big for his society around him.
Mm-hmm.
And but he was not a bad man. He thought it was the best ideas for everyone, but always financially totally diseased.
Oh dear.
disaster. So
why were you inspired by that?
Yeah, because he never gave up. He had good ideas, and he also had 8 treasure chests hidden in the land behind India, and it's like Sri Lanka, Malaysia, or in Malaysia, back India it's called.
Right.
Yes. So it was hidden by a king here in Malaysia. And mm-hmm. He had 8 keys for this treasure chest, and I wanted to go and find this chest. That's why I ended up in Malaysia, and that's one of the chests I found.
Ah,
the treasures.
Adeline
is
one of them. How many others have you found?
Oh, I have found a lot of treasures, nice architecture, and I met a lot of nice people. I've been into the jungle. I've been around the whole country mm-hmm. during the 3 last years.
Right.
The digital projections in this performance is based on pictures from Malaysia and the northern part of Norway.
Right.
And it's made like a collage. I put them together. I cut them up in rectangles and squares and put them together and make a new world of it.
Oh, wow.
Mixture between
right.
Malaysia and
so you are providing the multimedia, you know, yes. input and Adeline the music. That's
yes.
very
yes.
interesting. Mm. We'll find out more about Longing, which is a multimedia concert on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It's the Bigger Picture and it's Mira Sivasodhi. We are exploring a multimedia concert that is happening very, very soon. It's only on the 18th of February. With me are Ara Andreasen, a visual artist and artistic director, and Adeline Wong, the music composer. And this multimedia concert is titled Longing. Now, could you tell me how you put this both together? How did Adeline, you know, you come up with the music, and how did you decide what sort of pictures of Ara's that you were going to use?
Oh, I think this is really thanks to technology right now. This was all done through email.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is Ara would, I mean, before he gave me his visuals that were going to be featured in this production, we talked about the form.
Mm.
Yeah. So I think we had about 3 big parts or sections. And, I mean, for me, I could see them in his visuals, you know, like, some were focused on architecture, some more on the landscape, you know, and nature, and sometimes it's a collage among 2 things, you know, building, architecture, something very solid and something opposing with something very fluid, like, you know, water and nature. So that gave me a kind of guide in terms of the bigger picture. And then, you know, Ara would keep sending me more every week, you know, so it's all done through email, and I think it's worked out very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So these pictures are predominantly pictures of Malaysia.
No.
They are very special. You have to come
yeah.
there to see them.
Yeah.
They are very special. I never thought about that I should make pictures like this. It's a strange thing for me too, also. But I think I'm quite satisfied. They are very beautiful,
mm-hmm.
And aesthetic. It's very important for me.
Right.
And this way of working was very special. Think about it. I'm sitting on a lonely island beyond the polar circle working with a composer from Malaysia. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
Pictures going through the universe.
Yes. Thanks to technology.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Who would have ever thought? Mm. It would never have been possible in the past. There are so many artistic elements in this performance. Could you explain each of them? I understand there's visuals, there's music, there's dance, electronics. And yeah, go through that, and then I have another question for you as to how are you going to keep the audience less distracted when there's so much going on at the same time, how do you make sure that your audience is actually there?
Well, it sounds like a lot of things, but really when you watch the entire performance, you actually take it in as one whole production. You wouldn't want to just isolate the music. You know, it would go along with what's happening on, you know, with the projections. I mean, of course, there are moments where, you know, you have the solo cellist having his solo, you know, and there are moments where the dancer is dancing on own, but there's always interaction within each different components of the art forms. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't try to think of it as so many things. It's not. That's why it's a collage. And I think for audience, you know, when you watch it, or, you know, if you're planning to come to watch it, come with, you know, an open mind and just take the performance as a whole. And don't try to look out for, oh, is this the dancer coming in? You know, is it the cellist solo now? You know,
I think that's what tends to happen.
Yeah, so don't do that, because you're going to lose what the whole...
the essence of
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly.
How would you best describe the essence of this whole,
I think this
concept?
You can also say it's like a film, a very slow film.
That's what I would say.
It starts like a film with... and it ends up like a film. So... A film is more...
Is a better word.
Yeah, it's a three-dimensional film.
Because, you know, when you watch a film, everything is kind of put together and you enjoy it as a whole, you know, this film music.
Mm.
But then the film music heightens the dramatic effect, you know, of the performances of the actors. And you have the location of the film. So think of, you know, what we're doing here. It's almost like watching a film, but of course it's very different. I mean, you don't have an actor, but the performers are your actor and they're live. The dancer is not just a dancer. She's also part of the process of personal longing of Ara as well. And she's also an actor. She's not just dancing on her own, you know. So, yeah, I agree with Ara. For me, you know, when I saw it, I really thought of it as a film,
right,
where all components, you know, are brought in together.
Okay.
And you enjoy it.
How did you get the music to interact with everything? Do you feel you had the most challenging job? Because it had to interact with the visuals, it had to interact with the dance.
Well, if you don't think of it as having to interact, but, you know, put your own emotional thoughts and what you feel when you see the visuals, you know, it just makes things a lot easier. You don't try to always just go with what you see. Like, you know, if Ara sends me a few images, I try to really suit it to the visuals. No, you don't want to do that. It's also based on your personal longing, you know, because there are lots of images that's very timeless, I would say.
Okay.
And, you know, that's that quality I find, which, you know, it's also portrayed in the string writing. You know, the music is predominantly strings.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, don't try to really match this drawing or this visual with this part of my music. No, I think it just, it's a personal feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
We were talking about this, the idea of longing. My idea of longing is some kind of, I'm working as a painter, you know. I'm not painting, but I'm thinking like a painter. And I think the whole longing is one big framework. And inside this frame, I've been sketching up some sketches, and each artist is making the colors, are making this start living, with each part putting their personality into this whole project. So that's how I feel I've been working with this.
Right. Is there a story to it?
In a way, it's a story. For me, it's longing is you have this woman dancing, or the dancer, representing my first experience with longing. It's my father, who was a sailor, and all this, and my mother always longing for him. So when I grew up, I grew up with longing. And he even went to Kuala Lumpur in the early 60s, when I was about 5, 6, 7 years. And I heard about this name, Kuala Lumpur. So it's so strange to come here and do these things. It's always been adventure, or it's nice to be here because of that. And he went to Singapore and Kuala Lumpur.
Right. Yeah, do you know what Kuala Lumpur means?
Yeah, it's the mud between two rivers.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
Mud at the, you know, river mouth.
Well.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm sure you just educated a whole bunch of Malaysians too. Who are the others involved in the whole project?
Well, there's Ernuf, who is the solo cellist.
The person who brought both of you together.
And there's the Tang Quartet from Singapore. And of course, there's Kristen, who's the dancer. And of course, we have the sound designer, because Longing, the music for Longing, we also have bits of electronics. And Ara Simonson is responsible for, you know, putting the electronics together when I worked with him in Buddha for 10 days mm-hmm. for the first performance of Longing in 2010. Mm-hmm. And we also have Stain, the director.
A theater director.
Okay. Yeah. What was, you know, you both spent time in each other's countries. Adeline, you went over to Norway as well?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And what was that experience like?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, like I mentioned earlier, we were corresponding to with email all this time. And I see Ira's pictures in JPEG files. And then I go to Norway, you know, we will take a sailboat. What was that called, Ira? High-speed boat after rehearsal at 11 p.m. and it was midnight sun then. It was beautiful. And we took a speedboat to one of Ira's friend's island again. You know, it's in another small island, into his studio. This is, I think we arrived about after midnight.
Yeah. Yes.
And the sun was, and it's still not dark. And, you know, we had coffee and we visited Ira's friend's studio. And then, you know, in the midst of the journey there, I could see all this, the rocks that's, you know, you might see, the rocks that's featured in Longing. You know, there's a big, huge rock. This one, you can't miss that visual. And, you know, it's just fantastic. You mm-hmm. actually see it real life, you know, staring in front of you after how many months we've been on email.
You know, like to finally see things for yourself.
So it's great. And then also, the production of Longing is also very special because I finished the music. You know, the written music for the musicians to perform, that's done when I got to Norway. But then we spent every day in the studio, a music studio with Ira Simonson, and we would we wanted everything to be as alive as possible, even with the electronics. So we'll have Ernulf come in and, you know, record some sounds that I want from his cello, and then Ira Simonson and I would work in the studio. You know, I mean, we put the electronics bit into it, you know, put some effects, but it's not about effects, it's about manipulating a live sound and making it sound alive, but in an electronics form.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that was our vision, to have everything as, you know, live as possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you find much similarities in culture, Ara, in Malaysia and in Norway?
We are human beings. It's something. Longing is something universal, and working as artists together is also universal. It's so good to discover that it's no problem. We can do whatever we want together if the energy is positive.
Mm-hmm. Ara Simonsen. Is Ara a common name in Norway?
No, it's not a common name.
What does it mean?
For a lot of years, I only knew about him and me. Named Ara.
That's a coincidence, yes. Really.
Both two of them in this project.
What does it mean?
It means sea eagle.
Right. Oh.
The eagle from the sea. It's an old ancient Norwegian word for sea eagle.
Oh, beautiful name. Well, when I have my son, I'll name him after you.
Yeah, of course.
It sounds very interesting. I understand there is an exhibition of your original works at KL Pax Pintas 148, which can be viewed before the concert. What are some of the works you brought to show us in Malaysia?
Oh, I brought some Longing on paper. I printed out some of the visuals from the Longing performance. So you actually can see, printed on a very special paper.
Right.
It's photo collages.
Okay,
yes.
Right. A Longing presented by Nulandia Southeast Asia Art Company and supported by the Royal Norwegian Embassy will be performed on Saturday the 18th of February at 8:30 p.m. at KL Pax Pintas 1, located at Sentul Park off Jalan Ipoh in KL. Tickets are priced at RM60, RM45 and RM35 for adults and RM25 for students. For ticket bookings and further details, you can call 03-4047-9000 or visit klpac.org. Your final sell for this multimedia concert. I've never been to one. I think I'll be there on Saturday to watch the first one for me, at least. Ara, what's your final sell? Why should everyone come and watch?
Because of this, I think it's a very interesting concept, and it's a universal thing, longing.
Yeah, for me, I think it, you know, Norway and Malaysia seem very far away, but when you have creative minds put together, everything, you know, and you work in the right direction, and there's a good vibe, you know, between all the creative minds, I think it doesn't matter where you come from, you know, it's about the exclusiveness of the project. And I think for KL audience, there's not many multimedia performances, so I think it's definitely, you know, you want something new to try out. I think give this a shot, and again, come to watch it like a film, and you know, don't try to be separating the elements, and just take it as a whole, and you know, it come and enjoy this journey that we will take you in longing.
Okay, fantastic. We are giving away one pair of, you know, ticket, a pair of tickets. So if you can answer this question accurately, send them to me with your answer and your full name and your IC number. Where does Ara Andreasen come from? Where does he hail from, Ara Andreasen? And that's your question. First person to text me on 016-201-9000 will win that ticket. If you want to catch that concert once again, it is on the 18th of February. And for more details, do call 40479000. That was Ara Andreasen, the visual artist and artistic director, and Adeline Wong, the music composer of the multimedia concert called Longing on the Bigger Picture BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.